Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Now, not just me, but his nibs.
Cooking with Nevin on Marty in the Morning, sponsored by Dunn Stores Simply Better. Cook restaurant quality meals at home with the Dunn Stores Simply Better collection.
Nevin, you've come to me on Good Friday.
I know.
I absolve you of all your sins.
Thank you. And your Easter egg is in the back of the car.
Your Easter egg is in the back of the car.
That's right. With a bottle of red wine.
Just to wash it down.
Oh,
because, you know.
Exactly.
It's so good now over the last period. So what are you doing for me today? Because it is Easter. What have you got?
It is Easter. And, you know, leg of lamb, there's something really comforting and delicious about a leg of lamb. But this is...
Well, it's the whole spring thing, isn't it?
Is. Well, that is true too.
You know.
And in fairness, leg of lamb, as I said to you, like it's spring lamb, it is a little bit expensive. But this is a beautiful recipe. It's done in Bollinger potatoes. Remember last week we were doing the pesto stuffed chicken and we were slicing potatoes. This one is gorgeous because the potatoes are cooked in stock and your lamb sits on top of this.
Oh.
And we're using a full leg lamb, but sometimes what I do is I get my butcher, and it's the quality assured Irish lamb we're using, and I get my butcher to bone and roll the lamb. Butterfly. You can get a bone and roll, but butterfly. And I'll tell you what I do. I like to marinate it with some olive oil, some chopped garlic, some rosemary. Perfect. Now you can put spices. You know some of those seasonings I bought up to you, that steakhouse seasoning.
Yes.
It'd be gorgeous. There's a Mediterranean one, there's a smoky one. All these seasonings are kind of newish enough. They're kind of on trend now.
Yeah, they are.
Rubbing rubs and meats and all that.
Yeah, but they add great flavour.
Well, they do. But at the same time, lamb is a very unique flavour.
Mm.
You don't want to overcomplicate it. So what I'm doing is rosemary, some good olive oil or rapeseed oil, and a little bit of garlic. Keep it simple.
Okay.
Rub that over the lamb. If the lamb is butterflied, it's definitely going to cook faster, which is fantastic and easy to carve. That's it. So if you know your butcher, they'll bone it, they'll roll it for you, they'll butterfly it, no problem at all. So if you can marinate it overnight, the flavour you'll get the next day is incredible. Incredible. So Marty, what we do is we get our lovely rooster potatoes. We're going to peel them this time because last week we were doing them, the rustic potatoes.
That's right.
We didn't peel them.
Yes.
We're going to peel them, and then what we're going to do is slice it really, really nice and thick.
The roosters are so versatile, aren't they?
They are. You see, there's very little eyes in them.
Yeah.
And that's where they were grown specifically.
I know.
For the market, yeah. So they were. So we're going to get our lovely sliced potatoes onto a deep roasting tray, Marty.
Yes.
Line that with parchment paper. You're going to thank me because save on the wash up.
Yes.
You're going to chop some garlic, sprigs of thyme, sprinkled all over the potatoes, and then we're going to cover this with some chicken stock. So we spoke about a lady, Carol Stock Market, who makes lovely fresh chicken stock, which is really clean. She's based in Derry. It's really, really good. So that goes over your potatoes, and then your leg of lamb that is raw is going to sit on. So don't seal it off, don't brown off the lamb. It goes on raw when your raw potatoes, and that's going to go into the oven, and the oven is quite hot. It's 200 degrees and it's a fan oven. I don't cover it because you want the potatoes to cook, be crispy. You want the lamb to be golden, and what you do is you cook it, 20 minutes per pound. So a leg of lamb, if you like it pink, will roast in about an hour and 20 minutes.
And if you don't like it pink,
well, you're going to bring it on about an hour and 30 minutes. So make sure your potatoes are cut thick. If they're too thin, they're going to go to mush. Then that's the truth. What you could do...
How thick are we talking about here?
Oh, about... That's a good question. Say about half an inch.
How thick are we talking about here?
About half an inch. About half an inch. So that's an inch there, half an inch.
Oh, right. Oh, that's fairly...
Yeah, okay. Yeah, or even an inch if you wanted. I'm thinking there, yeah. It's good. It's a good question.
Yeah, okay.
Peel the potatoes. A little bit of rosemary's gone over the lamb and the garlic, and that is a meal in itself. It says to serve a wilted spinach, but buttered peas are gorgeous, and they're lovely. Or some green vegetables, broccoli, one of your favourites.
My favourite.
That would be delicious with it. So it would
the only
be.
Reason I'm alive, I expect.
Yeah,
broccoli.
Yeah, and I think going back to it now, the butterfly leg of lamb. It's easy to carve. It looks great, and that will cook in about an hour and 10 minutes. It definitely will cook quicker.
Right.
It definitely will.
Do you
cook
put
quicker.
A sauce with this?
No, well, you can do a lovely gravy.
Do
but
you?
You see the stock in the potatoes.
Yeah.
So, and if you do a little marinade on the lamb, that's a really good question. So, if you were to do a lovely kind of like a gravy with that, with some rosemary and red wine, now you're talking.
Yeah, that'd be tasty.
And
for dessert to follow.
Oh, dessert. Now you're talking.
Dessert? Well, it's Easter Sunday.
Well, you see, you have your chocolate Easter eggs.
Yes.
One or two or three
right,
or
so
four
I get,
or whatever.
Right, you're not doing chocolate then.
lemon meringue, something that's ziggy. Oh, we spoke about lemons.
Lemons, we love
you love the lemons and the freshness. Yeah. So this is a lemon meringue, and it's a really, it's probably one of the first recipes that I think when I was training in Enniskillen, we made a lemon meringue pie from scratch. So we're talking
about
that'd
be a good test of a new chef, wouldn't it?
That would.
Because you'd be making
it'd be made a dog's dinner of it.
Well, okay.
But I'd make it again.
But you got there in the end.
But that's how you learn.
But it is a thing that it's, as well as it, it's right or it's not right.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Because there's a lot of state, that's a very good point. So we talk about the pastry. Yeah. Then we talk about the filling and then the meringue. So you're right, there is three stages.
That's right.
But you know what I like about it? It's not a heavy dessert. It's lovely and light. And you said, I loved when we spoke about lemon, it's zingy and fresh.
Oh,
and that's what you want.
It's a wonderful
flavor. So pastry, plain butter, plain flour, excuse me, some butter, caster sugar, salt, one egg yolk. Sometimes we put a little bit of cream into it, but that's optional. Once you have the egg yolk and once you have the sugar and all that into it, put that into your food processor. Make that a day or two ahead. You can make it and you can freeze it. So if you want to double the recipe, then you roll it out. New into a tart tin, excuse me.
Yeah.
It's an 8-inch flute.
Sorry,
loose bottom tart tin.
An 8-inch fluted loose bottom flan tin.
I'm having a drink of coffee here.
I think we both might have a little coffee.
So sorry,
but we're trying to figure out where we're going now.
Who's anyway. The flute?
Oh, yeah,
so
indeed.
You roll out the pastry, you line the tart case, and then you're going to blind bake it. What does that mean? You line it with parchment paper, or I use tin foil, and you put in bacon beans, or you can use some.
Now,
dry.
Why do you use tin foil in this?
Well, interesting.
You're a great man for the parchment paper.
Well, I do. I'll tell you why. You can use either. The tin foil, you get a more even colour for blind baking
Marty. Okay.
And then I put some bacon beans. You can get ceramic bacon beans, or you can use some dried beans like kidney beans, not out of a thin, dried.
Okay.
So they weigh down the pastry, stop it from rising, excuse me, and that's going to bake for a good 20 minutes until it's golden brown.
Lovely.
While that's baking, we're going to make our filling. So have I explained that okay?
Absolutely.
So for the filling, you need the grated zest and juice of 3 lemons. That's key. 4 tablespoons of corn flour, 6 ounces of caster sugar, a little bit of butter, 2 ounces of butter, and 4 egg yolks. So that all goes into your pot, okay? Then you're going to gently bring that to the boil, and it needs to cook. If it doesn't cook, it's going to be watery and it won't thicken up. So the corn flour will thicken it. If you don't use corn flour, you'll have very expensive scrambled eggs.
Oh,
so
no.
Lemon juice, zest, sugar, butter, egg yolks, and flour goes in there. And you cook that corn flour, pardon me. You cook that. It says about... You can do it over a pan-marie, but I like to do it on a low heat. Now that's and keep whisking it. Don't be walking off answering the phone or going out. It'll burn.
None of your side.
And can I just say, the pastry can be done, the mixture can be done. So when the pastry's cooked, comes out of the oven, then you put in your lemon meringue when the pastry's cooled, your filling that has cooled down. Taste it. Because every lemon is different. You want it fresh and zingy. If it's too sweet, you might need 4 lemons. So just go like that. Okay. Now, our meringue.
You've got to watch this, really, don't you? Because it can go wrong.
Do you know, you're right, and you know, we've used 4 egg yolks for the filling, so we're going to use 3 egg whites for the meringue. So clean bowl, really important. You whip up the egg whites, and then we're going to add in 5 ounces of caster sugar, and you can put in a pinch of salt into that if you want to, but normally just the sugar is perfect, or vanilla extract is
oh yes, vanilla.
Yeah,
oh,
about vanilla. A teaspoonful.
Yeah, yeah.
Whip that up. So pastry case cooked, them are filling, and then the meringue goes on top. My mother used to get a spoon or a spatula and make little peaks, like just to, because they catch
right,
in the oven.
Yeah, yeah,
little
right.
peaks yeah. in the oven, and then that goes back into the oven.
Like the Alps for by the time you're finished.
Exactly.
Yes.
About 15 minutes. So if we do our mixture into the pastry case, let that set, and then that goes back in for the meringue, and this can be done 2 or 3 days ahead, and then served with some whipped cream. It is a lot of work, but
it
it's
is.
Worth it.
Pastry. My only nervousness there obviously is it can go wrong, and it can go really wrong. But I love the idea of it. I love a lemon meringue pie.
That's a good word. Well, it's a kind of a tradition or a classic dessert that probably one of the things I would have made first as a toy in college. My mum used to make it. My mum was very famous for her dessert trolley when we opened in the Sunday lunch first. I think she'd done 10 or 12 desserts, and I can't tell you what was on it because I never seen pictures. There would there would have been, you know.
She must have been, the restaurant must have been exceptional.
Ah, she was amazing. She's a bit ahead of her time.
Yeah,
now,
I know
in fairness
she was.
To the
but
woman.
I mean, to be bringing out that sort of a
I know,
selection.
I know.
Back
bless
in the day
her.
When exactly. we'd have one or two, we'd be jelly and ice cream, you know.
All made from scratch. for Fitzgerald's Black
by
Forest
Cat.
Oh, by her. Yeah.
Astonishing.
Amazing.
Astonishing woman.
Yeah.
Astonishing
the lemon meringue pie. Now, for you, Marty, you could put a bit of passion fruit into the lemon.
I'm sure I'm full of passion, you know me.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, then leave it out. You have enough in your life.
You don't need it, no.
But come here, have a great Easter
and
to you
too,
and
to you
all
and,
your listeners and your team.
And the twins. It's a lovely, lovely time.
It is.
My God rest my father, was his favourite time of the year.
Was it?
Yeah, because it was about renewal and it was about hope.
Yeah, that's true.
Which we could do with a bit of at the moment.
Big time.
He was always a great believer in that. I think,
big
you know, it's
time.
Nice.
Oh, that's a lovely thing.
And the days are better and longer.
Of course.
And all that.
Yeah.
So we had the roast leg of lamb with the boulanger.
Oh, I love it. Boulanger.
And the lemon meringue pie.
Now, what are you going to play? Come
lemon
on.
Lemon Pipers. There's a band called the Lemon
Pipers.
There
we
pipers.
Go.
We can play them. Or Lemon Tree. Lemon Tree. Lemon Tree,
yeah.
Very pretty.
Who's
and
that
the Lemon Tree. Oh, I haven't a clue. But Lemon Tree. It's in here somewhere. Could be Trini Lopez or somebody. I don't know.
Lemon
Tree.
Okay.
Very pretty. And the Lemon Tree is, yeah, the Lemon Tree. Because it's all lemon.
You're the best.
Not at all. Listen, keep the faith.
Have a great Easter.
A lovely Easter, and we'll talk to you shortly.
And don't eat too many Easter eggs.
I certainly will not eat too many Easter eggs.
God bless.
Just a reminder again, it's RT Lyric FM, Marty in the Morning, and there's all Nevin's beautiful, beautiful recipes. And
cooking
if you set that out on fire, it's up to you.
Sponsored by Dunn Stores. Anyway,
have a good one.
You might give that a go. Stay home.
Thank you. You too. Thanks,
with
Martin.
Over 90 Irish food and drink producers.
Now I was just a lad of 10. My father said to me, come here and take a lesson from a lovely lemon tree. Don't put your faith in love, my boy, my father said to me. I fear you'll find that love is like a lovely lemon tree.